I'm going to read from John chapter 19 and verse 26. It reads like this: When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. And then he said to his disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. This third word from the cross contained exactly the same words that Jesus used in addressing his mother at the marriage feast in Cana, when she, for the sake of the embarrassed host, told Jesus that they had no wine. He answered, Woman, what is it to me? My hour is not yet come. Jesus always used the word hour in relation to his death. It was as though he was saying to her, You are now my mother. You are known everywhere in our little village as the mother of Jesus. But if I appear now as the savior of men and begin the work of redemption, your role will change. 3 years had passed. Jesus now looked down from the cross to the two most beloved creatures that he had on earth, John and his mother Mary. He called John her son. Does this mean that Mary was to have other children? It certainly did. Contrary to some's opinion that Mary had only one son, one only begotten son, but the Bible tells us that she was the mother of 5 strapping boys, and Lord knows how many daughters she had. When he called her woman, what seemed an alienation of affection was in reality a deepening affection, but it was not be without sorrow. And then, from 12 o'clock until 3, an unearthly darkness that fell over the land. In sympathy with the Creator, the sun refused to shed its light upon the crime which was being perpetrated. Mankind, having condemned the light of the world, now lost the light of the sun. Just let me read it to you right out of the book. And it came to pass about the 6th hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the 9th hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. Think of that. The veil of the temple was rent, was torn asunder. I believe that the reason for this was that everybody would know that God had left the temple. There was nothing sacred behind that veil. Therefore, God ripped it open to show the hypocrisy of the priests who claimed that they were going there to speak to God. God had left the temple. At Bethlehem, where he was born that night, the heavens were suddenly filled with light. At Calvary, when he entered into his sufferings at midday, the heavens were bereaved of light. Centuries before, the prophet Amos had said, Day of doom, saith the Lord God, when there shall be sunset at noon, and the earth shall be overshadowed under the full light. Our Lord had entered into the second phase of his suffering, the catastrophe of being fixed to the cross. His blood was congealed. It did not flow freely. Fever consumed the body. The thorns which were the curse of the earth are now covered with blood poured out as a curse of sin. An unearthly stillness, which was rather normal in darkness, now became frightening in the abnormal darkness of high noon. When Judas came with the band to arrest him in the garden, our Lord told him that it was his hour, the power of darkness. But this darkness not only signified that men were putting out the light who illuminates every man coming into the world, but also that he was denying himself, for the moment, the light and consolation of his divinity. And then he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.